Don McLean's American Pie. We will talk about heating a little bit later on. Do women really feel the cold differently to men? If it's a constant argument in your house, love to hear from you. 0800 75 65 200. First, though, let's talk about one of my favourite subjects in the world, superheroes. Obviously, you get Superman, you've got Spider-Man. Now we've got Mighty Max. He was created by Christina Grey from Rugby, who wrote a book about superheroes for his son. And now, for her son, sorry. Now that book's being used in schools to teach about why differences are a good thing. Mighty Max's mum's Christina is with me in the studio now. Now, it's achondroplasia, yes. Which basically means that Max's growth is stunted, isn't it?
Yeah.
How soon did you know that he had the condition?
We learnt shortly after his birth, actually. It had to be confirmed by genetic testing at 6 weeks, but by about day one, I think the paediatricians could see that he potentially had achondroplasia. So it was one of these things that we just discovered. And in fact, most children born with the condition are born by average height people, tall people. 80% of children born with achondroplasia, which frankly, I did not know anything about.
I was going to say, what did you know about it?
I knew nothing. I think I probably had seen one person in my life with restricted growth, but it wasn't the same condition as Samuel, because there's over 200 types of dwarfism. Achondroplasia is the most common form of dwarfism because of its restricted bones. So it was brand new world that our eyes were opened up to, and to be honest, it's changed my life for the better. And as a mother of a child with a rare condition, I'm committed to speaking up and representing his condition positively, because there's so much out there in the media that is negative, that is about mocking and laughing at people with dwarfism. I think when my child was 4 months old, there was a, I won't mention BBC, but it was a BBC comedy called Life's Too Short with Warwick Davis in it.
Yeah.
And I saw an adult with dwarfism down a toilet, and Johnny Depp referring to him as an evil toilet dwarf when my baby was 4 months old. And I thought, hang on a minute, should this be on in today's 21st century? Is this still acceptable? You wouldn't do this to somebody who had a different skin colour. You wouldn't do this to someone, another minority group, a sexual minority group. It would be absolutely outrageous. So from a very early age, I became passionate for my son that things needed to change. So I'm very much connected to the Restricted Growth Association that are speaking up for a minority group that are often misrepresented.
What effect has it had on Max?
On Max, well, the character in the book is a different name to my son. Thankfully, he's sheltered from a lot of this, what's going on right now and what I've just spoken to you about. We've raised him to be positive and just to be like any other child. In fact, he is just like any other child. He's just shorter, that's all. He can run, he can ride a bike. He's got a brain that can do anything that he wants to put his mind to. I've met paediatricians with his condition, teachers, engineers. So what we see out there every day does influence how we treat people, hence the reason for writing this children's story.
So it's Samuel's the name of your son, I beg your pardon. And how do other people view him? Because sometimes, because kids tell the truth, don't they?
Yes.
And they can sometimes be brutal. I mean, how is that for him?
I think, you know, he's probably had people calling him a baby when he's seven, you know, or maybe commenting that he's got a big head. But, you know, you give people the benefit of the doubt. We're teaching him not to have a chip on his shoulder. We're teaching him that, you know what, sometimes people have never seen somebody like you before, Samuel, and that's fine. As long as we tell them that, actually, no, I'm 7 years old. I've been born with achondroplasia. Yes, I am short because my arms the bones in my arms don't grow in the same way as yours. Then we give people the benefit of the doubt. I think when it goes beyond that, when it happens repeatedly and repeatedly, when people have been explained, then I would say that that leans more towards bullying. But thankfully, we have experienced so much more positive than negative. And, you know, he is a happy, confident young man, and he has lots of friends. He's very popular. He does encounter some stares and some points sometimes, and children saying things that perhaps aren't so nice, but we always say, you know what, they just don't understand Samuel. And I take the opportunity to explain to children at times, you know, he's just like you. He's just got shorter arms and legs. And I think the great thing about the book, and for me as a mum, is to see him explaining his condition. And this book has empowered him to do that. In fact, edition one sold out on Amazon and Waterstones. So we just released edition two, which is revised.
Okay, well, let's talk about the book in just a mo some more with Christina. First of all, here's Adele for you. Setting fire to the rain. No idea of the physics in there. With me in the studio at the moment, ahead of today's edition of the Wikipedia, is Christina Gray, who has written a brilliant book called Strong and Mighty Max, which is all... Now, I'm not going to say this correctly, am I? It's all about a little boy who has a condition called achondroplasia. Have I got that right now?
You have got that right. And actually, in the story, it's referred to... He says it's not a superpower. I know it's a long word and it sounds like one. It just means that my bones grow shorter than everybody else.
And it's just basically a book that celebrates difference, isn't it? And because we are all different, you don't need to be dramatically different to be different. Now, you said the first edition of the book sold out. This is the second edition. How have you revised it?
I've revised it by adding a new character called Katie, who's a trainee teacher, and she's all about teaching children educational keys. So there's positive statements at the end of each page of the story. And then in the back of the book, there's a whole section for schools, so they can look at more wider differences than just dwarfism. So, for example, a character in the back has autism, another character has a birthmark on her face, another character lives with her grandparents, so we bring up issues of adoption, another character has something called Fragile X syndrome, which is a form of type of autism, Olivia has dyslexia, and Luke has type 1 diabetes. So I've broadened it wider than just dwarfism, because when I went to visit schools and I talked about what makes you unique, other children started to share, you know, I have dyslexia, or I live with my grandparents, or I've got ginger hair, you know, simple things, just so that children can understand. I wear glasses. So it's broadening the conversation so that schools can look at differences and encourage people to celebrate their uniqueness.
I think it's a wonderful thing. And speak to kids now to help them understand and embrace difference. Is a great thing. And to create positive role models as well is important. And we were just talking as well separately about this dreadful dwarf wrestling event that's been going on as well. And it's things like that you want to try and hold at bay while we're promoting this positive image on the other hand.
I mean, I just think if your listeners are out there, when you've ever encountered someone with dwarfism, when has it been? Has it mainly been on the TV screen? Has it been in pantomime? You know, at the end of the day, these aren't real life representations of people living with the condition. There are teachers, there are doctors, there are lawyers, there are accountants, there are engineers. I've met quite a few people now. I've gone and done my research, but it's a rare condition. So you don't meet people every day. But if children just see somebody to be laughed at on the television, or see somebody down a toilet being called an evil toilet dwarf, how does that play out in the playground? So it is so important that from a young age that we can read children's stories that are positive. In fact, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, at the end of the day, who knows a family of seven dwarves who live out there in the woods somewhere? No, they don't. Somebody born with dwarfism has... Well, in my example, in my family, has three other siblings, all of average height, parents, all of average height. And he just wants to be treated like anybody else and not be laughed at. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, another example. Shrek, another example. Think of all the evil characters in books and stories that have dwarfism. The characters in Disney that are laughed at. Ben and Holly. I've seen it all. It's like when you drive a red car, you see a red car since my son's been born. So.
And it's extraordinary, and hopefully this will go some way to changing people's minds and attitudes. Wish you well with it, and lots
Thank
of love
you.
To Samuel and the rest of the kids too. Thank you to Christina. We're coming up for